This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Ms. Barbia Williams, founder and director of Barbia Williams Performing Company. Welcome, Ms. Williams.
Hi, how are you doing? Hope Tap, I should say. I come in peace. That's a very important salutation to me from the ancient Kemetic, or as some people would say, the ancient Egyptian greeting.
Ms. Barbia, you are such an icon in this community. You have been a leader in the field of African and African-American arts and culture. I'm hoping you can tell us a little bit about the formation of your brand, your professional life since arrival in Tucson in the 70s. But first, would you like to tell us about Kwanzaa Voyages?
I would love to tell you about Kwanzaa Voyages. It's a compilation of just wonderful energy and aesthetics and education and sharing of knowledge and people and greetings. And I'm just real excited about it. We have people coming in from all over the state that are going to join me. That's why I call it Barbia and Friends. We have dance and we have drum. Mr. Rasul will come in from the Songhai Drummers. He will be there with not only my grandson, Tavian, but one of our drummers, Roosevelt Ski Smith, that has been with us for many, many years. They're going to really just, rev things up. We're taking us on a journey, a voyage, very much like Abubakar out of the old Malian Empire. We'll be sharing dance from the Bambara people and Shekere, some of the music, but we're also going to have other voyages. Harriet's voyage. Harriet Tubman has always been a very important person in my own life. There's been this rekindling of her spirit and her energy, her tenacity with the latest movie that came out. We've got some people that are going to talk about the songs that she would have heard along the way. We've got Ida Rehm, a woman that I had a really wonderful opportunity just to hear actually recently at a reading over at the U of A. She's going to lead us in some songs, follow the drinking gourd, go down Moses, and teach and share. There's another song called Ella's Song by Sweet Honey in the Rock that they talk about, Ella Baker talks about, until the killing of young black men's sons becomes as important as the killing of white men's sons. We're going to share this with the community because we're at that time in history and there need to be a lot of voices heard. And I can't think of anybody, and especially she's a woman, and a black woman, a woman of African descent here in America that really paved a way for us. So we're going to really use, and when I say use, that's totally with permission from her, because I have spoken with Miss Harriet and I asked her, is it all right? And she said, go for it. She said, we're on a run here. We're going to run. We're going to walk. We're going to make sure that our energy is explosive with this Kwanzaa Voyages. We also have workshops, real exciting. There's a woman that is just an amazing hairstylist that works with natural hair. She's out of Tempe. And my daughter, Bia, also she's an esthetician. And also we have Dr. Omari, who has been just a mainstay. She's our elder that we have asked to present the Kwanzaa presentation. Then we also have vendors. People, again, I say they're coming from all over the state of Arizona, which is really exciting. We celebrate Kwanzaa in a very public way, Saturday, December the 7th. Anybody and everyone is welcome to come and have an understanding about Kwanzaa. But during the actual celebration of Kwanzaa, we spend time with our immediate family and friends, and we talk about, those family things that you just don't want other people that don't have that sense of your family and your immediate needs and conversations that you need to have. So we'll have those also during the official December the 26th through January the 1st.
Ms. Barbia Williams, thank you so much for honoring us with your presence today.
Thank you.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.